feels wonderful, you know, but I'm just taking it a day at a time, getting better each day.
What was the hardest part about these last 2 years for you?
Just staying optimistic, keeping my mind on that big goal of returning and making a difference on the team through all the ups and downs. By far, that's the most difficult point, but, I mean, I'm here now, just taking it a day at a time, getting better each day.
Were there any points where you thought that it just weren't going
to
be able to play again?
I had that thought a lot. You know, I had a thought of not playing again a lot, but, you know, I just stayed positive through the whole thing. Had great support from the Broncos and kept working every day.
Who kind of helped you along that path to say, like, yeah, you will be able to play? It's not a career-ending kind of deal.
Vet guys that have had the procedure before. I mean, not a lot of people have had the procedure and play afterwards, but, I mean, I just felt personally in my mind, just knowing how my body was feeling and rehab and everything, that I would be back to this point.
Did you talk to Woodson last week about that? Because he had that severe...
Yeah, he came up to me and was just saying, you know, don't get discouraged. You'll get back to exactly where you want to be. He said he played 14 years after his surgery, so that's really hopeful.
When we talked to guys like Raheem, who'd been out injured and get back on the field, he talked about it being very emotional. Does it get emotional when you get to be able to do what you always wanted to do?
Yes, of course it does. I mean, especially for myself, I've been out for 2 years, you know, so it's, man, seems like an eternity since I played. So, I mean, I'm ecstatic to be out here. I just sit out there and just take it all in. Like, you know, I'm really out here playing, getting a chance to play again. So I'm truly blessed and thankful.
When Raheem said he got out there the first time, he was so excited he couldn't remember how to put on his jersey and stuff. You've had 2 years, man. You remember how to do it?
Yeah, I remember it exactly the way I left off.
Where are you at physically right now? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. No difficulties. Like I said, just taking it a day at a time.
Now, you talked earlier about the support you got from the Broncos. What did that mean to you to have this team back you so much?
It means the world, you know, especially in this business. You know, they pretty much believed in me, so that gave me the confidence to just take my time, get healthy, and now I'm ready to make a difference.
How different is the defense now compared to when you left it last played?
I would say the defense is different. We're just bigger, faster, stronger, more playmakers, I would say. So, I mean, the competition is definitely on a whole nother level.
You mentioned kind of the peaks and valleys. What, those low points, was it when you're sitting in the tub, or you're watching everyone go, what were some of those kind of specific moments where you're thinking, geez?
I mean, I was thinking, geez, every day, you know, because it's easy to be forgotten about in this business. It's like, it's a what have you done for me lately type of thing. So, I mean, when I'm working, when I'm here and working, you know, it's more the times at home alone when I'm just sitting there and I just got a lot of time to think when it was the hardest for me, you know.
Yeah, maybe what we remember, like picking off Tom Brady in the playoff. You intercepted Brady in that last playoff game, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long time ago. You know, it is what it is, but, you know, I'm here now. I'm ready to make some impact this year and get some picks.
Yeah, well, so what should we expect from you?
I would say my rookie season was okay. You know, it wasn't the best that I could have done. I just, you know, more studying, more film work, slowing the game down so I could play faster. So I'm just ready to make plays and get in and fit in where I can.
As a rookie, you played alongside Doc. What did you learn from him that you're still using?
You know, just take care of your body, study, do all the little things throughout the week, and then Sundays are easy.
At what point did you feel that you were back physically? Was it during the class surgery? After you went on IR, I know you said your knee wasn't exactly right. Was it during the season, or was it not until afterwards that you felt good?
Yes, it was during the season. I was feeling good, but you know how IR works. Once you're on there, you're on there. I wasn't on the IR return list, so. I mean, like I said, I'm very thankful that the Broncos supported me, put me on IR. They could have released me, you know. So I'm thankful and blessed that they kept me, and now I'm here at this point.
Last season when Nate was starting for Vaughn, how did you see him improve or grow in that starting spot?
Nate? Oh, no, that's a hard question for me because, like, last year I was, you know, not being selfish, but I was just pretty much focused on getting healthy, you know.
Thanks, Quinn.
Thanks, Quinn.